It's the 3 million years audio boo. This is number 10. I told you we'd get to double figures, and I'm trying to keep up with everything that's been happening in digital comics recently. One of the main things that I enjoyed this week was the release of the final issue of the Witch Doctor miniseries from Image Comics. Really recommend to pick this up. If you're not into any of the mainstream Marvel DC, or you want something a little bit different with a good sense of humour in it, definitely pick up this miniseries. Four issues, you can get 1, 2, 3, and 4 on the Image Comics app and on Comixology. It's brilliant. I really like the humour in it. There's the pseudoscience behind it. Everything like that, definitely go for it. The art is absolutely quality. What else has been happening this week? Well, Dark Horse have been a little bit busy. They've been adding their manga titles to their Dark Horse digital collection. These include things like Helsing and Crying Freedom, and also Path of the Assassin, which is all pretty good if you're a manga fan. And what else is there? Old Boy as well, which is obviously a famous movie. So definitely worth checking those out. Also, Dark Horse have released all their titles for November, so go on to 3 million years and you can see what Dark Horse are going to be planning to bring him out in this month on the lead up to Christmas. Tintin. Now, my brother went to see the Tintin movie today and he said it was very good, so hopefully I will get a chance to see that with one or maybe all of the kids. We never know. But there was an app for the iPad. Turns out it was not an official app. It was having pirated Tintin material on it, which you could download and read. It's since been taken off by the Apple Store. How it got through the Apple vetting procedures in the first place is one question. The other question is, how can you not get any Tintin titles on the iPad or iPhone at this moment in time? Well worth a read if you haven't read any of the Tintins. I enjoyed them. I grew up with them as a kid, and they continue to be brilliant. So why not? I don't know. Comixology have teamed up with Tashkeel Media Group to release The 99, which is an Islamic archetype superhero comic series. I hadn't read The 99, it wasn't available around my way, so I'll be checking this app out, which has been released just for The 99, seeing how good it is, and hopefully I'll be coming back to you on that. And finally, Marvel have released the news that all their content is going to be day and date digital. They're having a rapid catch up with DC Comics, I think. So the results out today show that the DC Comics market share in the print medium has increased, and I would probably say DC have the bigger share in the digital medium at the moment. Whether Marvel can catch this up, bearing in mind they have the power of Disney behind them as well, will be yet to be seen. There's a Dark Horse sale that's going live this weekend, so definitely get onto 3 million years. That news of that will be coming out soon. Dark Horse have a sale every weekend, so definitely check some of those out. They have their own independent app, or you can get them online. They usually do some very good sales, so definitely try those out. And that's my short burst of audio boo. Don't forget, check me out, 3millionyears.co.uk, or you can get me on Twitter at Michael J. Nimmo. Thanks very much, and I'll see you next time.